Sports. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
One of the funnest names to say.
He does. And, you know, he was only the governor of Colorado because they legalized pot.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stoners thought it was fun to just say his name.
Is that how he got elected?
Hickenlooper. If you say it enough, it makes your head buzz, which is what they liked. He wants to be president.
He does.
I don't think Hickenlooper for president. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, why not? He's more of a moderate, and he's saying that, you know, we need a few more moderates out there.
It's his
and
name.
That he's a diplomatic kind of guy. He knows how to work with both sides, and we don't see enough of that.
Could he just go with Looper?
Yeah, kind of shorten it a little bit.
Yeah.
They often told me that in broadcasting. Yeah, Devlantis, too long. You gotta shorten it. Hickenlooper.
See, it worked
politics.
For you. Yeah, it worked for you. But, you see, he's not you. You know, I mean,
Hickenlooper, yeah. I don't know. Memorable.
He spoke with George Stephanopoulos. I'd like to see the two of them run together because you couldn't actually get both their names on the screen at the same time.
You know, I was a CEO of a restaurant and then a group of restaurants for 15 years, and then I was a mayor for 8 years, and then I was a governor for 8 years. One thing I've shown I can do again and again is create teams of amazingly talented people and really address these issues. They're the critical issues facing this country. I think I'm really the one candidate out there that has a very strong record of bringing people together and getting things done. Or we got the oil and gas industry to work with the environmental community to create methane regulations. We're almost 100% coverage in healthcare. We're a purple state that got universal background checks passed.
Okay.
Purple state.
It is. So. It's actually a green state now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, it's doped up to the gills.
Getting greener by the day.
Right. They have no idea what time it is in Colorado anymore. They're
what
just,
time are you on? Mountain Central?
Mm-hmm. Basically what's happening. It's not so great. But there is there's another face. I think now you're approaching Chicago numbers
mm-hmm.
in
Where
terms
people
of
get
people
overwhelmed.
Who are running.
You get overwhelmed, I think, when you've got that many. You've got the Cory Booker. You got the Tulsi Gabbard.
He doesn't last.
Kamala Harris. You've got Klobuchar. Bernie Sanders, who was here in Chicago, talking about his time at the University of Chicago and, you know, his early efforts to stand up against what's wrong.
I was at the University of Chicago during the Russian Revolution. And I remember very specifically Lenin called me on a cell phone to tell me how smart I am.
He is not, again, I don't, even Democrats are like, could someone call Bernie and tell him to cut it out?
1 million volunteers have signed up, and he's gotten $10 million already in, what are they? Small donations, those $27 increments.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some momentum.
Yeah.
Can't overlook the Bernie.
Yeah, no, you can't, because he's as big a Russian push as Trump was. Actually, Hillary said that yesterday. Did you hear that?
No.
Hillary was talking about Putin and about how Putin got all freaked out by what was going on in Ukraine and he needed to solid everything up. So he needed the United States to go the other way in the 2016 election. So he was initially supporting Bernie and Trump.
Hmm.
She said it directly, like it was Bernie and then it was Trump. Like, just, again, trying to put the dagger in the Bernie before the whole thing starts. But I happen to believe that that's true. He just wanted anybody he thought was not going to he was going to create more distress in the American body politic. And it worked out. Checking in at
number four.
And if you need any more proof of that, Donald Trump from CPAC on Saturday. Right? This is not the kind of thing that you normally hear from a president of the United States.
These people are sick. They're sick. I saw a little shifty shift yesterday. No, it's the first time. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These people are sick. But what would that sound like if drunk Trump had said it?
I saw a little shifty shift yesterday. No, it's the first time he went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion.
There you go.
Totally works.
But what about what about drunk Trump talking about Jeff Sessions?
And as you know, the attorney general says, I'm going to recuse myself. And I said, why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in? How do you recuse yourself?
Okay. See what I'm saying about, mm-hmm. about Vladimir Putin? Actually, it's what Hillary said about Vladimir Putin, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's like, this is where we are now. This is the kind of stuff where, and I just want you to stop and think about this for a second and go, well, what's the problem? That's the president of the United States talking about, making fun of his own attorney general, the head of the Justice Department that he appointed, who happened to have been the first guy, the first Republican senator and major Republican figure in America to support him.
At the CPAC convention, don't forget, the conservatives.
At the CPAC convention, the president, 2 years into his term, is making fun of his own attorney general from his own party, his first and only for a long time major Republican supporter.
Oh, boy.
So if Vladimir Putin wanted to sow discord and confusion, the other way would have been with Bernie. Because by now we would have, you know, the economy would have been ruined. And Bernie would have been there pulling his last hair out. You'd see Bernie with even less hair. All right, checking in at
number three.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. They decided to do Attorney Shark Tank, Legal Shark Tank.
Oh, gosh.
In which defendants show up in front of famous lawyers, television lawyers, to make their case for why these lawyers should take their case. So you had Pete Davidson as Michael Avenatti, John Mulaney as Alan Dershowitz, Cecily Strong as Jeanine Pirro, and Kate McKinnon as Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, beautiful.
Right?
Great.
So, who is the celebrity in trouble? How about Robert Kraft?
Sharks, I am currently in some hot water over accusations that I went to a day spa in Florida and got what turned out to be a not-so-happy ending. I am seeking an attorney who will make sure no one sees the video of my 77-year-old pigskin getting tossed around.
Yeah, he doesn't want the video to come out. They say it's possible that video could come out.
Nobody wants that video to come out.
No.
No. Robert Kraft isn't even on the top of the list of the people who don't want that out. Quite a few others, I think, would be hoping that doesn't happen anytime soon.
Here are the lawyers responding to him.
This is a serious charge, Bob, and you've shown you can beat it on your own.
If you ask me, the real criminal in this story is the immigrant woman who stole that job from a soft, white American hand.
Okay, now, at the risk of Reese Witherspoon blocking me on Twitter, let the man have his fun. Also, $59 in Palm Beach. I respect the man for getting a great deal.
Listen, if you pick me, I would happily go on TV, contradict everything you've ever said, and then add some additional damaging information free of charge. Okay, God bless America.
That sounded great.
That's good.
Checking in at
number three.
I mean,
number two.
What is happening?
Well, we had a, you know, before we entered the radio, we were on the stream since 3 o'clock in normal, times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can always join us during the stream if you were, you know, if you would prefer to listen to this. And let me just say, things got a little wild. And it's hard now. It's sort of like you're at the party, you got very drunk, and now your parents showed up.
Like, behave, okay?
And you have to somehow act like none of what just happened.
Right.
And please don't go to the basement.
Why is it so hard to wipe it out of your head after you've had that kind of a moment?
I don't know.
You just can't.
Snoop Dogg is not happy with his L.A. Lakers. It's been an awful season. They're going to miss the playoffs. I mean, they got LeBron, right? That was going to change everything. LeBron can't lose. Well,
bad year, man. It was terrible watching my Steelers play this year. And it's f-ing terrible watching my Lakers play. Somebody got to go. Matter of fact, a lot of got to go. Starting with the coach. This is not the L.A. way. Sick of this trying to act like it's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. They going to figure it out. They going to grow. These sorry motherfuckers ain't going to do shit. Nothing. Get LeBron some help. Because these goofballs ain't going to do shit. They sorry. They suck. I'm selling my booth right now.
How does he really feel?
Imagine him talking about the Bulls. What are you saying?
Oh, boy.
I want to see him do the news. That would be awesome.
Here's what I want to know. You mentioned the Bulls. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you mentioned the Bulls.
I'm sorry, too.
The Bulls have made me so angry. The Bulls, third highest scoring game in NBA history on Friday night.
How about
when they could have easily just sat on the ball at the end of the fourth quarter and lost, which is what they should be doing.
All of a sudden, they're winning.
Instead, they're fighting to get a worse draft position. They're not going to make the playoffs. And they're fighting for what? Half those guys aren't going to be on the team next year. What are they doing?
It's not good.
If it makes you feel better, you can get Snoop Dogg's suite at the Staples Centers for $5, because he'll give it away for that now, he said. It's what it's worth. Go sit in that for a little bit.
Oh, man. And finally, this is sad.
Number one.
Luke Perry, best known for his long-running role on Beverly Hills 90210, is dead. Suffered a massive stroke last week. He's an Ohio native, early breakout stars from 90210, in his role as Dylan McKay. He was a sort of James Dean-style character, mm-hmm. how they wrote him to be. And bigger fame came when he was cast on 90210, and in the pre-social media environment, water cooler sensation, which 90210 was, he was on every magazine cover, bad boy loner, and actually a very well-respected actor amongst all of his peers in that era. And then he went on, of course, he was just in Riverdale. Right, he just had a role in that.
And he was scheduled to be in a Quentin Tarantino film, too.
Here's a clip.
Tell me why you're so upset.
I can't believe you.
Dylan, I was only writing that piece because I think there's a need for it. I was scared to death when I thought I was pregnant. It would help me so much to know that there was someone else out there our age who had been through it.
You wrote about something very personal that I was involved in for the whole school to read. You didn't even ask me how I felt.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it that way.
You have good intentions, Brent. But right now, I need to keep my private life very, very private. I thought you knew that. How many boyfriends have you had at West Beverly?
One. And I'd like to keep it that way.
Luke Perry was 52.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's got the news, brought to you by VictoryAutoWreckers.com.